Deb Johnson, the executive director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Pa. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy April. We're to April already. Can you
I know,
believe it?
And the sun is shining, and there's no snow today.
Right. So we're getting a little closer to nice weather.
I know. I couldn't believe Sunday. It would have been better if that happened on Monday, April Fool's Day, I thought.
Right,
it been,
exactly.
You know, pretty funny, but.
Yeah, a little slap in the face. So what is April?
Well, April is a lot of things, like every month seems to be these days, but mostly what we're kind of focusing on is April is Autism Awareness Month,
right?
And then it's also Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. But first, let's talk a little bit about autism.
Yeah.
And what it is. It's autism spectrum disorder is a complex developmental disability, and signs typically appear during early childhood, and they affect a person's ability to communicate and interact with others. And it affects people to varying degrees. There's all different levels of people with autism with the diagnosis. But there's not a known single cause of autism, there's a lot of studies thinking that there may be some genetic link, but those aren't conclusive yet. And some people seem to be like maybe women who have had some kind of harmful things ingested while they're pregnant. There might be some link with that, but that's not really conclusive yet either. One thing that they know for sure, though, is that vaccines do not cause autism. And I think that anytime we can kind of get that message out there, it's important to do that, especially with the recent outbreak of measles
and mumps and things that we didn't think we would ever see that happen again because of vaccines. Then people stopped getting their kids vaccinated because they feared autism. And there is no reason to fear that.
No. In fact, since 2003, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, have funded 9 studies, and all of them said there's no link between the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and autism. And then there's another vaccine that contains it's a mercury-based something. Yeah. It's like thimerosal. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. But no link between that either and autism. So there, you know, vaccines don't cause autism. There's no link between it. And hopefully people will, you know, start getting their kids vaccinated because, you know, if for example, a pregnant woman is exposed to a kid with measles, that's dangerous for the pregnant woman and that unborn baby. Right. So there's a lot more harm than good coming out of people not vaccinating.
One of the things that's interesting about autism is the varying degrees, as you said. I mean, there's a spectrum that is so wide that, you know, on the one end, it can, you know, very severely affect somebody. On the other end, you may know somebody that has autism and not know that they have autism.
Right. And a good example of that, I was listening to your broadcast earlier this morning with Cheryl Borowski from RESA, and they are having Anthony Iani come in on Saturday to their resource fair, which I would encourage people to attend. And Anthony Iani came here several years ago. We had him he went around to some schools. He did a presentation at CMH, and he is, he's an awesome man. I was going to say young man, but he's not that young anymore. But he's not as old as me. But anyways, but he played basketball at Michigan State.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. He's got, you know, you wouldn't know if you walked up to him and go, I think that guy has autism. You would not even know that.
Right.
So it can be the full range. There are people who have like no communication skills, and have a lot of challenges anywhere in between. So, yeah. But one of the things that we know, I guess some of the signs people could look for are, when children are little, lack or delay of spoken language, repetitive use of language, or motor mannerisms like hand flapping, twirling, little things like that. I'm showing you, but I know the listeners can't see what I'm doing.
she talks with her hands.
Little or no eye contact, having a lack of interest in relationships with peers. Lack of spontaneous or make-believe play, persistent fixation on parts of objects, things like that are some signs. And just because a child might have one of those signs does not mean that they have autism, but you should talk to your pediatrician about that. And then if children who do have autism, we have, through Community Mental Health, we offer a variety of resources, and specifically for young children with autism, actually all the way to age 21, kids with Medicaid, we have, it's called an ABA program, which is Applied Behavior Analysis. That is an evidence-based practice that has proven to show for children, especially when you can start the interventions early, significant improvements. We actually put together a document because we're trying to lobby with the state to increase the rates for the reimbursement rates to provide that service. Because when we very first, when it first became a benefit under the Snyder administration, and actually it was really the Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly that really pushed for that benefit because he has a child with autism. They were giving us full reimbursement for the cost of the service, and they just keep decreasing that amount. And we don't have nearly enough money, but we're still doing it. Yeah. But the outcomes are so amazing with kids, and we have testimonials from parents. We just did another parent satisfaction survey, and we sent it out to 20 parents, 16 responded, and that's a high return rate. That's 80% return rate, and at least I think it's 80. Everybody 100% satisfied with services for their children. But they talked specifically, like one mom shared that she was not able to go out as a family in the community with her young daughter who has autism because of her behaviors and all that kind of stuff. And but since she's been going to our ABA program, now the whole family can go out in the community, and they spend time together. They do quality things. That's just huge. I mean, I talked to another mom who has twins with autism, and then other children. Same deal. Couldn't do anything, and now they're able to. Another mom shared with us, and well, we know this. Her child didn't speak at all, and after a year in our program, was talking.
Wow!
So yeah,
help available.
There is help available, and unfortunately, some of the private insurances don't have that benefit for ABA, and it can be very costly. But it's a great service. I hope that eventually that becomes more widespread through insurances and things like that. But anyways, and we also have an autism support group, and if families are interested in joining that or getting more information, they can just contact our office. They can either get the info through our access line, which is 888-225-4447, then call 985-8900 and say, I'd like to talk to somebody about the autism support group, and we can help them out with that. And so those are some of the things going on. And again, I guess I would encourage people to attend that resource fair this Saturday because Anthony Iani is really an interesting person to talk to. He's a good speaker and he can show how you can have a fully normal and inclusive life living with autism.
Yep, that's actually a week from Saturday. It's the 13th.
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew it was April 13th.
But you can contact St. Clair County RESA for more details on the special education resource fair. Good stuff. All right.
So just a couple other things.
Yeah.
You know, because I am the president of the Child Abuse and Neglect Council, I feel like I must mention that
we've got our pinwheels up in front of the radio station, by the way.
I know. They're all over the place. And I think they look so great.
Yeah.
Especially when the sun is shining and they're blowing around, they look beautiful. But hopefully that is making people think about the need to continue to educate and have prevention programs for child abuse and neglect. Report if you see something or you know of something. Because obviously it's, I'm sure, all of our belief that it shouldn't hurt to be a child. And one of the things we're doing this month, of course, is the Denim and Diamonds event. It's next Thursday night, April 11th. We extended the deadline to sign up to April 5th, which is this Friday. So hopefully we'll have a great turnout. I think we have a lot of people already, but we're hoping to fill the place. So that is our big one of our big fundraisers, that along with Roofset. Those are the two big things. And that council is primarily funded through fundraising, all the efforts that we do there. And the prevention and programming is in every school district in the county. So that is great. And Lindsay Chapp, of course, is our prevention educator, does a fabulous job. And Sherry Archibald has done a stand-up job, too, as the new director, a little over a year now.
Yeah.
But that's all going great. And other than that, I do need to mention, Empty Bowls, of course, is tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow, benefits are the soup kitchen.
Right.
People can still get tickets at the door. They're $30 at the door. Or if you can find somebody ahead of 4:30 tomorrow, you can get them for $25. I still have tickets. But other than that, I just want to mention our run that's coming up, the 5K Run for Recovery, Healthy Minds, Healthy Bodies. It's Saturday, May 11th. We also have a 1 mile walk at 8:30, a 1 mile timed kids run at 8:30, and a 5K run at 9 o'clock. Early registration is $25 by April 12th. If you wait until April 13th or later, it's $30. Uh-huh. People can just go to runforrecovery.nmotive.com. They can stop in at CMH if they don't want to pay the little service charge attached to that sign up and just fill out a thing for us. But anyway, so hopefully we have a great turnout for that.
All right. Fantastic. Deb, always appreciate you coming in here. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.